This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Africa has gone to the UN's top court accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza.
South Africa's case at the International Court of Justice says Israel's acts and omissions are genocidal in character against Palestinians, which Israel says it rejects with disgust. South Africa also wants the court to issue an interim order for Israel to immediately suspend military operations in Gaza. While a hearing is likely in coming days or weeks, it would take years to resolve the case if it moves forward. And while the court's orders are legally binding, they are not always followed. The court ordered Russia to stop hostilities in Ukraine last year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United Nations says tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed into an already crowded town at the southernmost end of Gaza in recent days. They are fleeing Israel's bombardment of the center of the strip, where hospital officials said dozens were killed Friday alone. They are fleeing Israel's bombardment. People arrived in Rafah in trucks, carts, and on foot. Russia has unleashed what may be one of the biggest aerial barrages against Ukraine, according to Ukraine's president, killing at least two dozen people.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. For the second time this month, the Biden administration is bypassing Congress to approve an emergency weapons sale to Israel. The U.S. State Department said Friday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken had told Congress that he had made a second emergency determination covering a $147.5 million sale for equipment that's needed to make the 155-millimeter shells that Israel has already purchased function. The emergency determination means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. Such determinations are rare but not unprecedented. When administrations see an urgent need for weapons to be delivered without waiting for lawmakers' approval. Donald Trump's lawyers are suggesting he may testify next month in New York's trial surrounding damages he must pay to a columnist who he'd accused of sexual assault. Or had accused him of sexual assault.
Donald Trump's legal team filed papers in Manhattan federal court asking that his deposition not be shown to jurors because the former president is a witness and likely to testify in the multi-million dollar defamation trial brought by columnist E. Jean Carroll. A jury already decided Trump sexually abused her 30 years ago in a department store.
It's a totally false accusation.
And then defamed Carol in 2019.
I have no idea who this woman is. This is a woman who's also accused other men of things.
And then defamed her again in 2022. A new jury will be selected for this trial, slated to begin January 16th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Some survivors of this year's fires in Hawaii say it's too soon to open up tourism.
Hawaii's governor and mayor are inviting tourists back to the west side of Maui months after the August 8th fire killed at least 100 people and destroyed more than 2,000 structures. They want the economic boost during the holidays. But resident Katie Austin says it's not good for the community.
We weren't ready. We still don't have our education, our schools figured out. A lot of our kids are going up to school above the burn zone.
Austin says it's not good for people's mental health to see tourists frolicking as the community is suffering. In West Maui, efforts to clean up toxic debris are painstakingly slow, and there's increasing tension over the lack of affordable long-term housing for wildfire evacuees. I'm Donna Water.
A British warship has arrived in Guyana amid rising tensions from a border dispute between the former British colony and Venezuela. The HMS Trent's visit on Friday led Venezuela to begin military exercises a day earlier in the Eastern Caribbean near its border with Guyana. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.